What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live. The Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
All right, this is it. This is the first game. Juan Soto is going to be back at Yankee Stadium wearing a Mets uniform.
That is right.
And this is, I mean, it's a big deal. It is really a big deal given the amount of money that he signed for, the fact that he's, I can't remember another free agent that ever shunned the Yankees for the Mets. Can you?
No, it's never happened. I mean, the closest thing was Robinson Cano going to Seattle for more money. Aaron Judge close to going to the San Francisco Giants, but ultimately ending up with a Yankee. This is the biggest one.
But this is the Mets. I mean,
right, I know. I'm just saying shunning the Yankees in, you know, totally. But yes, with the Mets, it's even a bigger deal. And the Yankee fans pissed off about it because they're not used to it, especially with the Mets. And they're not not mad at Juan Soto, what he did. They're not disagreeing with what he did in taking more money, I think. What the Yankee fan is pissed off about is this has ignited the Met fan into getting in their face about them being the better organization, having more money, being the king team in New York. That is the thing that pisses off the Yankee fan, because the Met fan believes, and rightfully so, that this was a power shift over to Steve Cohen, because it was the first time that it ever happened. So they're going to be on his ass. He's going to be out in right field. They're going to be all over him. I just heard a guy calling to C-Mac this morning, a big Yankee fan, says he's going to be out there throwing dollar bills at Juan Soto. I mean, it's going to get ugly. They're going to boo him.
Well, that's fine, and you could probably, you know, obviously chirp him a little bit. I mean, let's be real here. I mean, it's a baseball game. It's a baseball player. And by the way, the Yankees, you know, backfilled just fine, and they added three players, or four players if you count Trent Grisham, that are basically adding to the Yankee offensive onslaught right now. And Cody Bellinger, Trent Grisham, of course, and then you have Paul Goldschmidt. I mean, they're more short-term oriented because of the age of those players. The Mets are going to be with Juan Soto for 15 years, if he makes it 15 years.
Yeah, and then there is an out in the contract, but CBS Sports Network has best record of baseball up there right now, Yankees and Mets. Right there, the Mets game behind the best record in baseball, the Yankees 3.5. So as you mentioned, they've done just fine without him. Trent Grisham's actually had a better offensive season up until this point than Juan Soto has. But this is the type of stuff that gets fans going crazy.
It's great for baseball too, by the way, local baseball especially.
Well, 100%. And I do believe he thrives in these situations. I do believe that he's going to have a couple of home runs in this series. And this is when, like, this will be the first time that I'm really, really, really looking for him to do some damage. Like, I've been waiting. We've been patient. They've been winning. You've taken his sort of meh season in stride to this point. This is the time where I want to see him get ignited and be like, screw you guys. I'm here. This is my moment. This is our moment. And we here, the Mets version of we here.
Yes.
And that would be great. But, I mean, both these teams are going to end up in the postseason, barring some sort of disaster And both teams are very, very good. And on paper, the Yankees' rotation is better, but in reality, the Mets' rotation has been better.
I mean, the Yankees have seven guys in their lineup that have 20 or more RBIs.
Yeah, I think they're the most productive offensive lineup in baseball, at least they were as of a couple days ago.
And this is the point. They were really productive last year with Judge and Soto, of course, but maybe there's a little bit better balance. And, you know, who would have thought that Ben Rice would turn into the home run hitter that he is right now? And even Anthony Volpe, who's had his moments, I mean, he's still got six home runs and 24 RBIs.
Yeah, I mean, he's been okay. It's just that a lot more was expected out of him. It's sort of been waiting for him to be more consistent.
I understand that. He's not, you know, Cal Ripken Jr. or Manny Machado just yet. I mean, but, you know, God.
Tier three, that's what it is. You expect to see a little more.
Okay, I mean, oh, my God. I mean, like, everybody just thinks, you know, this should be a Hall of Famer at every position.
No, it's somewhere in between that. I mean, he was a big top prospect that the Yankees had passed on free agents at that position because they wanted him to be a star. I mean, these are just facts. And underwhelming.
What I love about what the Yankees are doing with him in particular, it's called patience. Like, you know, the New York Rangers have no patience. The New York Knicks have had no patience. They try to develop people. It doesn't work. They get rid of the guy. And then they go somewhere else and they play well somewhere else. I mean, it's just like the Yankees are showing patience for whatever reason, maybe because he's a local kid or whatever, but they're showing patience with Anthony Volpe. What is wrong with that in today's world?
Well, I'll give you an example where they showed too much patience, and that was with Gary Sanchez. He should have been gone 2 years prior to when they let him go.
But again, at least they showed patience.
Sure. I mean, sometimes it works with patience, sometimes it doesn't. You know, the Mets are showing patience with Brett Beatty.
You know what I want to say? Right, exactly. What I want to see is I want to see a guy rewarded for all the hard work and dedication he puts into his craft. And it seems like Brett Beatty's that type of guy. It seems like Anthony Volpe's that type of guy. Like good character guys that you want on your team that are working their asses off and that, you know, are going to do the right thing on the field. They're not going to be perfect every single time. But, you know, you got to have guys like that on your team.
Sure. Absolutely. But, I mean, at this point, I think that Yankee fans, I don't want you jumping down my throat again. I think Yankee fans are just a little underwhelmed with Anthony Volpe. That's all. And they would like to see more. And if this team is going to take the next step.
I'm not a Yankee fan, so I don't want to speak for Yankee fans. I don't think you should be speaking for Yankee fans.
I've heard many Yankee fans. I'm not speaking for them. I am delivering the message that was delivered to me because we all have these fans of these teams in our lives. And they tell me, like BT, all the time when I'm driving home, underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed. Okay.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
I don't want to get into argument with the Yankee fan, for sure. I mean, I'm just trying to be unbiased.
Well, it's not about Volpe today, is it?
It's like my respect for Aaron Judge.
Yeah. Well, of course. How do you disrespect that man? That man deserves all the respect in the world.
Like I've had nothing but respect for him since he came up here.
Yeah, but, you know, today's not about Anthony Volpe. Today's about
Juan Soto.
Juan Soto, Juan Soto, Juan Soto, Juan Soto, Juan Soto.
I wanted Juan Soto 4 years ago.
Juan Soto, Juan Soto, Juan Soto, Juan Soto. Nobody laughed at you.
Oh, Jerry was making a mockery of the whole
I think
day.
I think he was just tired of hearing his name over and over again. It wasn't that he disagreed with it. It was just, it was one soda, one soda, one soda,
but
one soda,
like,
one
soda. But it's like you got to beat it into your guy's brain
one
around
soda, one
here.
Soda, one soda, one soda,
especially
one soda,
when it came to Sam Hauser, when it came to Precious Achiuwa, and now, you know, and when it came to Juan Soto, it's just like boom, 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 boom.
Juan Soto porn. One soda, one soda, one soda, one soda, one soda.
Anthony in Belleville. Yeah. Oh! What's up, Andy?
Boomerang Geo, hey, yeah.
What's happening?
Hey, Geo, you couldn't be any more wrong. We don't give a crap about Juan Soto, okay? So whoever you're getting your hearsay from,
Anthony, we'll see what happens tonight. So you're telling me when Juan Soto gets up to bat, it's going to be quiet and nobody cares because the Yankee fan doesn't give a crap about him?
No, of course we're going to boo, but
you don't care
already.
You don't care about it.
We're past that.
You passed it. All right, so you passed it so much that the tickets out in right field are going for an insane amount of money.
Yeah.
You got people calling up C-Max saying they're throwing dollars at Juan Soto. He's going to be booed. Juan Soto himself said it's going to be one against 50,000. That's his quote, but you guys don't care. Stop.
It's all about Aaron Judge.
Stop it, Andy. Okay. Have a good weekend,
Yankee.
Man. All right, see you.
All right, see you.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, we like Andy.
He's a little bit off base with this. He's a good guy. But they care. And they care deeply.
Of course they care.
Yes.
They got left at the altar. And their team was floating around, you know, that $700 million mark just to make it seem like they were in it when they knew all along they weren't in it. And then the beauty is when Steve Cohen gave the suite to Juan Soto. We don't do that with our players.
Yeah.
Well, we've never done it. We didn't do it with Jeter. We didn't do it with Aaron Judge. We just don't do that.
Yeah, that's one of those things that I also think that really pissed off the hardcore Yankee fan from the people that I listen to on this radio station.
Okay.
Is the fact that it turned into a conversation about how the Mets are better set up for the future. They care about families more.
Yeah,
they're
we
just
do.
A better landing spot.
Take care of the players.
Right. Really care deeply about the players, but the Yankees do not. They're not giving suites to the families. And just their farm system is just inferior to what the New York Mets are looking at. That they hated the fact that that conversation ended up being sprouted out of the Juan Soto signing. John and Juan Tall, what's going on, John?
How you doing, doctors?
How you doing there, Johnny?
All right. Hey, listen, before I get to my Yankee point, can you believe Congress didn't nominate Francesa to be the Pope?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Congress, it has to be the Cardinals.
It would be the conclave.
It would be the conclave.
It doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter.
He should have been in the mix. Should have been in the hopper. He was in the hopper.
Listen, the whole thing with these Yankee fans, it gets to the point where it's actually nauseating, where they come up with videos. Oh, Juan Soto doesn't look happy. Oh, did you watch the video 2 minutes before that? No, right? They didn't watch that video 2 minutes before that, right? Then you get the Yankee fans, I don't care about Juan Soto. I'm just going to go to Yankee Stadium and stalk him like I'm some ex, some crazy ex, you know? I'm so glad I don't go to Yankee games no more, you know? And you hear Keith McPherson talk about, don't sit in the bleachers if you're a Mets fan. Why? I sat in the bleachers with my brothers a few times. Nobody ever did nothing to us.
That's good. That's good to hear that nobody ever did nothing to you guys.
No, but do the Yankees, they're not going to. Do the Yankees realize that, like, I'm a guy from Queens. I know they think because they're in the Bronx that they're from the Bronx. You know what I mean? Like, they think they're tougher than other New Yorkers. Well, they're not.
As most of those guys come down from Connecticut, New Canaan, Greenwich anyway.
Yeah. A little floofy type of people from Greenwich and, you know, that shore people that of Connecticut. You know, all those towns.
People, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, members at Stanwich, guys like that.
Yeah.
Who we love, by the way.
Yeah, we love those guys, especially when they take us to that place. Yeah. And, you know, we're guests.
I mean, we love those.
It's awesome. That's who the Yankee fan is, you know, right. Sweat the vest wearing.
Yeah, exactly. Quarter zip.
Kind of like you today.
Yeah, I got my BEF stuff on.
Yeah, I know.
BEF, and I also have Flag and Anthem Made Flex polo on as well.
Yeah.
And Flag and Anthem pants.
Yeah. So you look like you should be a Yankee fan.
Well, I'm not, man. Okay. Not today, especially. Dylan in Floral Park. What's going on, Dylan?
How's it going, fellas? I have a question for you. Could you imagine in 2016 if Mets fans booed Daniel Murphy when he returned to Citi Field wearing a Nationals jersey?
That's different.
I mean,
it's different. You know,
I know it.
This cuts deeper.
Boom. Booms, I know it's different, and I know it cuts, but this guy hit one of the most important home runs for the Yankees franchise in the past decade. It just, to me, it doesn't make any sense at all. If Pete Alonso was wearing a different jersey this year and he was getting booed at Citi Field, I would be embarrassed to be a Mets fan, even if he was wearing the other side's colors. I just think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but Pete Alonso wanted to stay with the Mets. You got to remember, he didn't want to leave the Mets. He didn't want to go anywhere else, and the Mets made him the highest-paid first baseman this year. You know, this is a much deeper cut. You guys got to understand that.
Well, also, you know, same with Daniel Murphy. The Mets didn't want him back. They let him go.
Yeah. And then,
so this guy spurned the Yankees. It's a different type of situation.
I think the Yankees knew that to go to $700 million for him when their best player on their team and the best player on the planet other than Shohei Ohtani is Aaron Judge making $360 million. You couldn't do that.
Well, I also think that there's this whole, well, you take less money to be a Yankee. You know, you take less money to play with Aaron Judge, well, but on the pinstripes. That's what a Yankee fan's thinking. It's like, oh, you just went for the cash. You didn't care about being a Yankee like Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, he went for the cash and the suite.
For his family.
The suite was a big thing for his family. And the Mets.
Suites are beautiful at Citi Field. Right. Really. Beautiful Yankee Stadium as well.
And the Mets, they love their families.
Yeah, more than the Yankees do. It's more of a family place. It always has been throughout the years, you know?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.